This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, good to have your company. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. And this week we're thinking about the way faith can impact every area of life. Yesterday we discussed home and housework. And today I want to talk about another very common activity, eating. Now, isn't this just an ordinary thing, Cara?
Well, I would say yes and no. So it's ordinary in the sense that eating is just putting fuel into our bodies so that we can keep going. But as we know, especially in our culture, food and eating is a much bigger thing. And it's because it's important to how we define ourselves, what we cook and how we eat it, but also how we do it. In most cultures, the process of preparing food and consuming it is something that's very social. It's a place of gathering. And it's also how relationships are built. If we think of families, our meals together are when we discuss the events of what's happening in our lives, what's coming up. We ask questions. We chew over the tricky issues. If we meet someone, that usually the first thing we do is arrange to get together over some form of food or drink so that we can get to know more about each other.
You mentioning that some people see food as just fuel. I remember seeing on one of those Jamie Oliver specials where he taught this old miner to cook. And previously the miner said, all I ever thought of as food was as being fuel. Mm. But then he out of this one moment, he developed this love of cooking. And in the end, they came back to him, you know, 6 months later, and he sort of booted everyone else out of the kitchen. He'd taken over. And he was creating these really beautiful meals for his family, and he was loving it. Eating can also be a celebration, can't it?
Absolutely. It's the defining part of our relationships. When we look back over our lives, we'll think about our clearest memories are the times of celebration, and virtually always they're based around some sort of meal. Often the meal itself is not the important thing, although obviously the miner put a lot of work into his meals, but it's actually the act of eating together. And I think of my wedding, which was a fair while ago now, but in spite of the agony I spent choosing what we were going to eat, I have no memory whatsoever of what I ordered and what we ate. I can't even remember having one mouthful, but I remember the event, of course, and I remember that the significant thing that this was the first meal that my husband and I were eating in front of our friends and family.
How does eating and faith intersect? Do they?
I think they do in lots of ways. One of the ways is in this idea of relationship building. I think that's a very important element of what faith is about, learning about relationships with each other and within ourselves, and by seeing that reflected in each other and also with God. And there's a reason why grace is an important thing for a lot of people, because it's actually an act of recognising.
Saying grace. Yes, saying grace before a meal.
Yeah, yep. I think a lot of people still do it, and in formal events, grace is said. And that's just an act of recognising that what we have in front of us is a gift from God, and the relationships that we enjoy around us are a gift from God as well. And I also think about the key events in the Bible, especially Jesus had with his friends, his disciples, that Last Supper he had when he had a meal together with them, and the bread and the wine that is still such an important symbol within church life and that is recognised outside as well.
Have we, at least at certain points, made too much of food in our culture?
I think that we humans have this amazing ability to take something that's really good and just twist it a bit and make it into something that can be bad.
Unhelpful.
Yeah. And I think in lots of ways we've done that in our culture with food and cooking at the moment. I think there's too much emphasis on it. And instead of building relationship, as I talked about with meals and food, that sometimes there's a sense of competition that can actually destroy it.
I know some people who are a bit nervous about having dinner parties these days because they're just fearful that their cooking is not going to be up to scratch.
Absolutely. And I think that we've got such a culture where it's about going out and eating and spending sometimes ridiculous amounts of money on food that can become a really negative thing and a really detracting thing. On the other hand, there's this amazing movie, Babette's Feast, where she won an incredible amount of money on the lottery. And what she did with that money was to actually create this incredible meal for people, which she cooked herself. And she just invited these villagers in and gave them food that they hardly could imagine experiencing. And it was a wonderful time of healing and community building. And that, I think, is a really good use of money and food.
Mm. Well, food is an act of grace and an act of faith, possibly. Great to get your thoughts on that, Cara.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.